Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
I'd like to talk to you today about cleanse me. Cleanse me, that's just from Psalm 19, verses 12 and 13. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgressions. I fear many of us Christians live in guilt because we live in fear that we've committed some kind of a sin unknowingly. You know, maybe we are. Because we're not perfect and we're born with a sinful nature, we do make mistakes, lots of mistakes. But do you constantly worry and feel guilty about things that you're worried about? It might be something wrong. I might have the wrong motives. So David here distinguished between secret faults and presumptuous sins. Right? So in verse 12, he said, cleanse thou me from secret faults. From what I understand, secret faults are sins committed knowingly or unknowingly or ignorance of God's laws. You know, that's what secret faults would be, when you don't even know it's wrong for you to do it and you do something. But in verse 13, it's keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Now, presumptuous sins are sins committed deliberately in defiant rebellion against God. You know, David here asked forgiveness for both, realizing that God's mercy covered even his dreadful sins. And you know, he had some dreadful sins of murder and adultery. David desired that his words and actions and even his thoughts would please God. And that's why later on in Psalms, he said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. David said, you know, I have things that I do, Lord, that I don't want to do. It's like, and I don't know if you realize this or not, but Paul even talked about this because he said, the things I would do, I don't, and the things I wouldn't do, I do. So I'm glad that some of the greatest Christians that wrote in the Bible have the same problem that you and I have. We have secret faults and we have presumptuous sins. But does that mean that we're supposed to live our life in guilt and sorrow? I think sometimes some people are so conscientious that it weighs them down. And I think the devil uses it to point out your faults and your weaknesses to make you not be a victorious Christian. Now, I do believe you're supposed to cleanse yourself. You know, I think we're supposed to keep ourselves clean. That's why, I don't know, I think I've said this before, but I want to help you understand something. As soon as I know that I've said something wrong, I say, Lord, please forgive me for saying that. Lord, please forgive me for thinking that. You know, I try to keep myself clean all the time. Just like when I walked through my house just a little bit ago, there were some crumbs on the counter, and I took a minute and got a paper towel and I swept the crumbs into the garbage can. You know, when I open up my refrigerator and something has spilled and I don't even know how it got spilled, I take a wet paper towel and I clean it up right away. I'm cleaning all the time my house, because then when it's time to clean, my weekly cleaning, it's not that big of a job. And just like that's true for me and my cleaning, it should be true with you and your cleansing your heart. Just keep all those things confessed, the secret faults and the presumptuous sins. And you know what? God's grace is big enough to forgive you and keep you cleansed. Then don't live in guilt and don't be weighed down with what you aren't. Just say, you know what? But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And that's what it's all about. You being what you're supposed to be for him and having the right spirit. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.